Good morning, MGTOW man. Another hour of chit-chat and I go, oh, forgot to press the record button. Well, this is, I won't weave into too many divergent sort of things, but many years ago I made these chopsticks, right? And these are supremely clever chopsticks because the little end is smaller than the big end, right? But the whole thing, that's not a taper, that's a compound radius. That means it's many, many, many huge diameter radiuses blended into a taper, right? And the thing is that you can't really, probably starting around there, you know, but you can't really see where the radius starts and ends. And it's not a taper, it's a fucking, you know, it's very clever. And I was quite pleased with, I was quite pleased with the results. And so I was on this woodworking forum in Australia, and this is what fucking stupid cunts who should be stabbed through the eye with my, for being idiots, you know. I pointed out this is a very fine piece of work. This is very good, you know what I mean? And slowly over time they've bent from having things resting on them, but I'm cleaning up and I thought, oh, here they are, you know. But I was so pleased with the results, and I emphasised the point of, you know, how I did all these really this clever radius work. It's, the drawings are fucking incredible, and these stupid fucking cunts are going, you're a fucking genius, mate. You've made some chopsticks. Oh, what a fucking, any fucking idiot can do that. Yeah, but not any fucking idiot can make tapered, you know, like compound radiuses, you know, not like that. And, you know, these are the sort of people where you just grab by the head and just go fucking whack for being morons, you know, just stupid cunts with big mouths and empty heads, you know. And anyway, I just told these cunts to stick it up their ass, you know, you fucking morons. I told them to stick it up their ass. And the moderator says, you can't tell the morons inhabiting this forum to fuck off, you know. Well, I can. And I said to the moderator, you can stick your forum up your fucking ass, you know. And anyway, so, one of that's that, these are fucking really good. This is like, you know, shaping the fucking Hubble, you know, the reflector, you know, the mirror for the Hubble telescope. This is kind of getting into that kind of territory, you know. And although their work and their equipment and everything is just compared to my efforts, but, you know, these are fucking brilliant. And I had a go at sort of Facebook, and they had some fountain pen enthusiasts, you know, kind of little groups. And this is the, these are the fucking Pelican level pens, you know. And they're on the market for a while, but they're really, really, really fucking expensive. But because I'd done all this experimentation work with fountain pens to convert basically what was a hole, they were like a plastic. Where are those things? Fucking gone. They were, I don't have anything like that. But what they were is our fountain pens, and you screw the two parts apart, and then you pop in a little capsule of ink, press that on the fucking pointy thing, and then screw it back together, you know? And the reason why they use those little containers was because there's a thing called a coefficient of expansion. So that means, where can I do it? What have I got to do it with? These. Okay. When the ink and the air inside the fucking pen, this is a little... I found to make these useful, actually, because I've got such big hands, is just put some silicon tube over the end, and then it sort of fits in my hand properly, you know, the size and length, you know. But what they have here... pen... can't show you the thing. Yeah, that's looking like it. What they have is a core with the ink feed to the nib. But they have all these little sort of fins in there, and what they are is they're like thermal shock absorbers. So when the air and the ink inside here, right up to there sort of thing, when that, like if you put it off a, say, pick it up off a, say, surface and it's, say, 10 degrees and you put it in your top pocket, which is, say, 25 degrees Celsius, the air... The ink inside it only expands a little bit, but the air inside expands a fair bit. You know, it's only a small, even 5 or 10 degrees is fucking heaps, you know. Oh, here, you can see the little fins in there. The shiny head reflects well. Yeah. So what happens is, those little things act as thermal shock absorbers, so any of the ink that runs out gets trapped into those little fucking fins and then sort of sucks back, gets sucked back in when it's cool, when the pen cools down, right? So what the Pelican people have done, they've made a two chambered tank. One is can never find shit. What they do is, that's the refill hole, that's the refilling bottle, you know? So, what I have found over the years is Windex or window cleaner, you know, the blue stuff with a little bit of ammonia in it, is actually a very, very, I used to make and manufacture and design inks, you know what I mean? So, you know, inks that last thousands of years, you know, good stuff. And what I found is that the use of Windex, it actually takes the inks back into solution, you know. This was, say, teeth kind of emptied, needed thinning out, and well, I put a whole heap of fucking Windex in there to fill it up and to get the pens that hadn't been used in like a decade type thing and had sort of dried out, to take all that ink back into solution. And I used a diluted ink with Windex in it to fill the fucking pens. And that's neither good nor bad, because you can write quite well with fountain pens. Even if the ink is really diluted, it'll still produce a fairly visible black line, you know. Here we go. So this is the diluted ink, all right. So yeah, that's pretty fucking good, you know. And so I was able to reconstitute the ink. See, that's a stainless steel nib. You know, all plastic and rubber bits and pieces inside, you know. But what the good thing, what I found is that in these, in this fucking forum, these fountain pen forums, because I was getting my jollies out of, you know, these being refilled, you know, if you get a 3 mil syringe, a 3 mil syringe, and you put that in there, and you suck the, you know, you put about a mil and a half of ink in your fucking syringe, and then you just feed it down, and then suck it out, and feed it down, and suck it out, and feed it down. Well, every time you push in, it pushes the ink in, or you suck the air out, and then you squeeze the ink in, and then you suck any air out of the tank. You know, that's your fill line, and you keep doing that till your pen's full, and then upend it, you know, and you got to refill it. You can refill these pens, and there's been people who have, a person who's posted a picture, they've been doing that on their pens for like 30 years, you know. And I said that, you know, that I've refilled these pens, you know, reconstituted the ink that was in the bottle, and filled up these pens that had kind of fairly sort of dried out ink sort of thing, you know, kind of, you know. And I'd gotten them working again. And after sealing up, I don't know if you could see it from there, but where is it? Yeah, there's a crack there. See that? That's from having this pen in the back pocket and sitting down and going, you know. Did that to two pens. So I was able to seal up those cracks with, there's a few on that. You know, by drying the pens out and wiping super glue, a good quality super glue over the cracks, you know. And, you know, here's some stamp pad ink. You know, yeah. So anyway, there's all these fucking idiots and assholes coming out of the woodwork, you know, on this fountain pen, you know, little group, you know, or a couple of them, and there's all these fucking idiots with all their fucking opinions. None of it's based upon experience. And they're all saying, oh, you shouldn't use Windex in your fucking pens. You know, you shouldn't use it to clean them. You shouldn't use it to fucking clean the ink out. You shouldn't use it to reconstitute the ink and run that through the fucking pens. Oh, my God. Oh, you're fucking, oh, the Antichrist of fountain pens. You know. And I just, you know. And there was like one really good idea, presented well with an explanation, and this is how effective it is. Windex is a good thing if your ink is, if you need to fucking, you know, get something in there to clear out all the fucking shit from your fountain pen, except for some surfaces, which I haven't seen anything that I know of that's coated in shellac, which is, you know, French polishing kind of stuff. But aside from that, I've never ever had problems with it, and I found it to be very good for, you know, like I had some really big, fast Canon inkjet printers, and I was buying ink by the litre, you know. And what I found is that as the internet got really good and the postal prices, the price of posting like 120 page documents and shit like that, you know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, I found that I could cleverly configure the PDFs to give sufficient detail and clarity in the images and the text, but I could also reduce the file size down to something really small, you know. I found that send emailing, you know, 10 times 120 page fucking documents to all these cunts and just saying, you can fucking print your own versions out, arsehole. Instead of using all my paper, my ink, and you know, wearing out my printers and stuff like that, you know, I found that, you know, as the postage price has got more and more expensive, and as the fucking printers were used less and less and less, that there's a problem with the ink printheads drying out. And so I found that feeding Windex through them cleared out all the dried stuff, and it cleared out all the fucking, you know, the piece, they're tiny little oscillators, and they vibrate, and it causes a bubble, and then it goes fucking bang, you know. And what happens is over time, those inkjet printer heads mechanically wear out, partly because they're shooting out millions of streams of ink, which I think it was not a pigment-based ink, it was a dye-based ink, you know. But these being shot out of these millions of fucking little shots coming out of these, like, little barrels, you know, like all the, you know, they mechanically wore out over time, and that's when I kind of figured that, you know, fucking Canon, you cunts, they were charging, say it was, we'll just say today's terms, we'll just say now, it would be, say, $400 for a printer. Well, those fucking, the printheads, they wanted $360 for a new printhead to put in, you know. You know, so I was cleaning and lubricating the slides with Teflon grease and all sorts of things. You know, I was really doing it to get longevity out of it. But because the cunts in Canon printers in Australia were charging nearly the same price of a new printer for a fucking printhead, I just said, oh, fuck this. I'm not buying their stuff ever again. These cunts can go fucking make their money by screwing someone else, you know. Whereas what my sort of idiot sister figured out, you know, as she figured out, it's cheaper to, you know, for some printers, it's cheaper to just go buy new fucking printers than it is to buy the inks, you know. Well, anyway, I was using a lot of fucking ink, I was doing a lot of printing. And so what these fucking cunts in these Facebook groups on fountain pens, I made one valuable contribution. I made factual information. I said, this really works and it's good. And there were like dozens and dozens and dozens of all these fucking idiots. Oh, fuck, you know, well, you know. Windex, they use fucking stainless steel. I think they use a stainless steel ball bearing as their valve in the trigger thing, you know. And all the mechanicals and stuff like that, that was the primary valve, you know. Ball valve. And, you know, from the time of the data manufacturer through to the warehouses to the supermarkets, and then to the customer, and then the customer has the Windex shit that might be sitting in a bloody, it might be sitting in the cupboard for 5 or 10 years. You know, here's my chest. You know, but the balls never fucking corrode or rust out, you know. So that tells me that the solution, the Windex window wiping type stuff, window cleaning type material, is actually, generally speaking, it's a pretty fucking good material because it has water, and most fountain pen inks are water based. It has wetting agents to, because if you have too much, then your ink just fucking runs everywhere. And if you have too little, then the water will bead on metal surface, metal and plastic surfaces. It won't feed through, you know what I mean? And it has ammonia, just a small amount of ammonia to clean. It's ammonia is a surfactant and it's an emulsifier, you know. So the fountain pen, so to use Windex in your fountain pens works really fucking well to get the ink back into suspension where the ink has dried out, and also to clean, you know, if your nib has become dried out and clagged up, to soak that in a bit of fucking, you know, Windex, works a treat. Works an absolute fucking treat. And there's all these idiots. And there's all these fucking retarded cunts, you know, like flies on shit, you know. It's like, you know. And I got sick of responding, oh, so-and-so's left a comment. Better go look at it. Oh, so-and-so's replied to a fucking comment. Oh, so-and-so, there's hundreds of them. And I just got, I'm tired of looking at the messages for the most part, where it's like, say, 97% of these people are fucking idiots and they've got opinions based upon other people's opinions based upon other people's opinions based upon other people's opinions. You know, well, I heard this and so reckons that, you know. So I deleted my fucking, you know, I deleted my contribution and left the groups because I get tired of fucking just retarded cunts going, yep, oh, fuck, oh, the end of the world. If you put this on your fountain pen, you'll die. Your pen will dissolve and you'll die. Your pen's fucked forever if it goes anywhere within 100 miles of a bottle of Windex. Your pen's fucking doomed, mate. You'll fucking ruin it. You know? So I just get so tired of fucking stupid people, you know? And, so anyway, I've reconstituted my chopsticks, you know? Because I finally got some fresh vegetables. You know? Yeah. And I wiped them. I gave them a clean, just a light so that they needed a scrub, actually. But I gave them a clean and then a wipe over with lanolin, you know. It's a nice grease. It's non-toxic. It's sheep wool. It's the grease from sheep, you know. It's a nice thing. It works well on timber. You just clean them and grease them every few weeks, you know. And, so anyway, that's, you know. My mother's a borderline psychotic and that cunt is so insane. Fuck. And so, you know, to be fair, some of her qualities in some circumstances are pretty fucking good, you know. And sometimes they're not. But, you know, being in... Oh, here we go. And, so... Anyway, that's, you know... Stupid fucking people, you know. Just get rid of them, you know. Gossips and fucking... hearsay and fucking... Just arseholes with opinions, you know. It's like, you know, I'm qualified to have an opinion because I've got the experience to back it up, you know. You know, I've cleaned and refilled, you know, when you're buying ink by the litre, you know, and they're going through several bottles a year, that's a lot of fucking printing, you know. This is not a taper. This is a compound radius. There's multiple radiuses to make, to turn a big end into a small end. You know, it's multiple radiuses. So it's not just a chopstick by fucktard, you know, Australia. It's actually a precision sort of fucking instrument. And it's a really good chopstick. And I've had them for like 20 years, yeah? So now they're back in service. Time for breakfast, MGTOW men.